Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you a parent who, when your baby was small, you put some apple juice into a sippy cup? I remember my days of babysitting, and we would do that, put apple juice into the sippy cup for the little guys. But fruit juice offers no nutritional benefit to children under age one and shouldn't be included in their diet, according to a new policy statement issued by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And it marks the Academy's first change in the recommendations on fruit juice since 2001. And my guest today is Dr. Stephen Abram. He's the inaugural chair of the Department of Pediatrics and a professor of pediatrics at the Dell Medical School in the University of Texas in Austin. Welcome to the show, Dr. Abrams. So juice consumption, as I was saying in my intro, we used to, you know, give the kids juice. And now when my kids were little and they're teenagers now, I really didn't give them much juice. I heard from my pediatrician at the time, water or milk. So why the new recommendation now? What's changed?
Well, really, we recognize that in the first year of life, babies need mother's milk, breast milk, or they need infant formula. There really isn't any role for fruit juice. Fruit juice really doesn't provide them anything that they can't otherwise get from milk, and we don't want the kids filling up their stomach with juice. In addition, fruit juice, especially if it like sits in a sippy cup, can really put some risk for their teeth.
So are we looking at the obesity epidemic, Dr. Abrams, as part and parcel to this because of the high sugar content, and we're seeing diabetes in kids as young as 8 years old and 9 years old? Or, I mean, I know we're worried about the teeth, too, because we've always heard about that. But is part of this because of the obesity problem?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that fruit juice doesn't provide the fiber that fruit does. We want kids to get fruit, and when they drink fruit juice, there's certainly the risk of drinking a lot of it. Some kids will drink a very large amount of fruit juice, and will be sipping on it all day long. So there's no doubt that when you take small amounts of juice in older infants, and that is after the first year of life in toddlers, it really isn't associated with obesity, but large amounts of fruit juice intake could be.
So we talked a little bit about this off the air. Are they all equal? I mean, is orange juice the same in your eyes as apple juice, as grape juice? I mean, grape juice is like not even real or anything. But, I mean, are they all the same, sort of?
Well, we didn't separate out in our position paper these things because we want to be careful about saying that one juice, for example, has vitamin C and another juice doesn't. A lot of times these vitamins are added to the juice. So, for example, apple juice has no vitamin C in it, but if you buy it at the store, it'll have been fortified with vitamin C. So it'll have almost the same amount or the same amount as orange juice is. So we generally don't try to separate them out and generally indicate that fruit juices don't belong in the diet in the first year of life.
So what about the fruits themselves? And I mean, because we serve our little guys pears, you know, we blend up pears or we blend up after cooking apples and things. So you want them to get the whole food with the fiber included.
That's right. We think fruits are very important for kids, even beginning in the second 6 months of life, as long as they're properly cut up and prepared for a baby to eat. But there's really a lot of fiber and less concentrated sugar, as well as filling up the stomach, that comes from eating fresh fruit, as well as developing good eating habits. So we want fruit is not the same as fruit juice is really our message.
Okay, so now then, what about things like milk and then there's soda. So, I mean, parents are always looking for stuff to give their children, Dr. Abrams, and certainly liquids, and kids sometimes shun water. What are they supposed to do?
Well, certainly the preferred beverages for kids, at least after infancy, is water and then of course, milk. But we know the kids will occasionally want a treat or something else. I would recommend that families avoid sodas. There really isn't much benefit for a small child in having a soda, regardless of their age or even as a treat. But certainly a small amount of juice. We say that kids can have one serving in adolescence. They can certainly have one glass of juice per day. And kids will want some different beverages as a treat. But I would avoid sodas and focus on getting kids used to water and milk.
So, of course, that is what we want to do. And the kids see their friends. So as a pediatrician, doctor, what would you tell parents if they're trying to adhere to this and they're not sticking a little juice box in the kids' lunch, but all their friends have a little juice box in there? How do you tell your kids?
Well, right now the response to this statement has been really quite overwhelming, and I think that increasingly pediatricians are going to be telling parents not to put that juice box in with the lunch, and perhaps we will see a change. I mean, there's always going to be behaviors that other kids do that we don't want our kids to do, and the most important thing is if the kids are used to picking fruit out of the lunch line at school or wherever, that they'll continue to do so. And certainly one serving per day, an occasional glass of juice is not harmful.
Well, you're right. Kids do often see other kids having certain things, and then that becomes the why can't I have this discussion? And, you know, for a parent, that's the discussion where you either give in or you're one of those parents that say, nope, in this house, we don't drink these juices. So what, you know, let's go along some lines of liquids, Dr. Abrams, and what about sports drinks and things like that? So kids are going to look, they're going to say, okay, well, I'm not allowed to be drinking juices, they say, but what about, you know, the electrolyte replacement drinks and Gatorade and those things?
So for the most part, although they have less sugar in them than for example, soda, you know, sugar-containing sodas, they're not compellingly beneficial. And certainly most kids don't need a sports drink for the average amount of activity that they're doing. So as an occasional beverage, sure, it's fine. But kids shouldn't and parents shouldn't believe that that's something that every time the kid goes out and runs, they need to have a sports drink. We will be particularly concerned, though, about discouraging energy drinks. Energy drinks have a lot of caffeine in them, and there was recently a death that was widely publicized of a child, a young adolescent in South Carolina, who drank an energy drink along with a large cup of coffee and some other things. And we want to warn people away. There's no beneficial reason or safe level of energy drinks for children.
So wrap it up for us then with these new recommendations, because it's been quite a while. And you know, parents are even thinking to themselves when they hear this, well, grapefruit juice and orange juice don't necessarily count. You know, they're talking about apple juice and grape juice and those kinds of fake fruit juices and things. But you're really talking about all of these fruit juices. So wrap it up for us with your best advice and what you want people to know, parents to know, about making sure their kids understand about these fruit juices.
I want parents to know that kids should learn how to eat fruit, that fruit's really enjoyable to eat and the kids like to eat fruit, and that they can encourage their kids to drink water and drink milk and eat fruit and eat vegetables.
I think that's just absolutely great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. And if you want to get in on it, you can go on to iTunes, download, and rate and review. That way we all get in on it together, and you've got pediatricians here from AAP answering your questions, and that's what it's all about, so that we all learn from the experts together. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.